Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Late Night Anger Management Class has begun and continues. Onwards as we forge forward, level three. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. We're far from done here this evening. If you like baseball, we're talking baseball. Jason B. Takafin's going to step up. And then the Red Sox sweep the Yankees at Yankee Stadium for the first time in 10 years. And wasn't it like last week that the Detroit Tigers swept the Yankees for the first time in like 20 years? So what's the deal? Every weekend, the Yankees, you're just going to get swept. Ugly stuff for the New York Yankees. And the pressure is starting to build on Boone a little bit, even though I don't really think it's his fault. You know, honestly, Cashman is more to blame than Boone for this roster. Boone's not the one that signs players, all right? And really, if you watch Yankee games, it's not Boone. They don't hit. All right? What do you want him to do? So as I stated, Luka Doncic went off, but it didn't matter. He scored 46 points, the most he scored in the postseason. And he averaged, how about this? He becomes the youngest player to average 35 points per game in all postseason games all time. That's some good stuff, but where are the wins? And we don't judge players solely on winning championships, but you got to win playoff series. And I'm not calling him out. I'm calling out, listen, Carlisle gotten, the Clippers were better. Yeah, they're a better team. But Carlisle seemingly got in the way of the Mavericks a couple of times. And you know what? I want to ask some basketball people this week. We'll get some guests on like we always do. But what about the zone that he insisted on? It wasn't working. And they kept on like, oh, the zone. It's like you're playing a zone against the best three-point shooting team in the NBA. Zones work against teams that can't shoot. that was the simple thing with the Clippers. Eventually, the shots are going to start going in if you let them take them. And I don't know. Like I said, Carlisle knows more about basketball than I do, right? But I understand mixing up the zone every now and then, but that stupid zone, it didn't work, right? So I don't know if he thought it would have been even worse if he didn't do that. But then that just comes down to the damn roster you have, and you got problems. We'll crunch some baseball numbers, and we'll get into this. Get into the new cheating scandal in baseball that's way worse than I realized. Jason B. Takafin next. Bring it.
The only place to turn for expert sports gaming strategies and information.
But we just call it
The Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
The Late Night Anger Management Craft continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Let's break it down with one of our favorite guests, Jason Dean Takaffin, a three-time champion, A-ball with the Toronto Blue Jays organization, an affiliate with the Vancouver Canadiens, worked with the UFC as well as an executive. And that's something I'd like to get into with you in the future. But we're talking baseball right now, Jason. Always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'll confirm I got no illegal substances whatsoever during this interview.
Well, I cannot confirm that. I cannot confirm that. But fortunately, I will not be randomly checked 15 to 20 times during this program. And that's what's going to happen right now. Things are so bad right now. Things are so out of control. People are talking about, well, nobody hits the baseball anymore. And they've come to the conclusion it's because 80 to 90% of the pitchers have gone way overboard with the rosin and other substances. And in fact, they've created sort of a rosin slash a sticky material coating that's basically a mix of, like, they basically sat around coming up with, like, different things that they could figure out that they could use. So obviously the rosin is one thing, but they've mixed it with sunscreen.
Right.
So they've mixed it with sunscreen and rosin, and it's so bad that people are saying you can hear it, like, snapping off. Like, pitchers are, like, losing parts of their skin and stuff, bro.
Well, sunscreen's easy because you can readily available, you can apply it.
And it's not a banned substance, right? It's, hey, I'm in the sun. You can't tell me not to use sunscreen.
Exactly. To me, Gabe, this situation should have been nipped in the bud 15 years ago. One, when Kenny Rogers came out for the World Series in 2006 with the Tigers and Cardinals, and he had a massive glob of pine tar stuck to his forearm, and he blamed it on the chocolate cake. You know, I mean, you know, come on. Then a couple years ago, when a foul ball gets in the dirt and hits Yadier Molina, and it sticks to his chest protector.
Hey, that was the best. And so, now, Jason, you're right. If you notice, pitchers, catchers, and everyone, if they can, they'll throw the ball in the crowd. They don't want the balls getting back as much anymore. If you notice, everyone's more, it's a little thing, guys. Players are like, no, 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 throw the ball in the dugout right away. Get rid of it. Don't right let the umpire get it, right?
And you know what? It reminds me of when Wilton Guerrero went to go chase down his broken bat when he had that's the pitcher's version. That's the pitcher's version, right? And they should have, this should have been nipped in the bud or talked about years ago, and maybe even made a few of the substances legal so that this is what you, so it's similar to the drug testing. This is what you can do. This is what you can't do. Period. End of story. And just, you know, there's a clear signage. There's clear rules. Period.
Now we've talked about this in the past, and it obviously has an effect. Trevor Bauer has been pretty open about the spin rate. So they're using now, so this is, you know, this great article in Sports Illustrated that dives in depth. They do a great job with their long form, and they speak to, like, pitchers anonymously. And so basically it's a mixture of sunscreen and rosin. Some guys are actually mixing glue into it. It's become so pervasive that recently retired hurler estimates that 80 to 90% of the pitchers are doing this at some capacity. The sticky stuff helps increase spin rate on the pitches, which increases the movement, and the league is hitting 236 right now. So this is from an American League manager. You can hear the friction when it comes off, the ball comes out of their hand. The recently retired pitcher likens the sound of ripping off a Band-Aid. A Major League team executive says his players have examined foul balls and found the MLB logo torn straight off the leather.
Wow.
Now, this is how hardcore this is. One pitcher tells Sports Illustrated he's getting stopped at the airport for explosives on his fingers.
Wow.
So One National League journeyman reliever says he uses Pelican Grip Dip, a pine tar rosin blend typically used by hitters to help grip bats. He's been flagged by airport security. They swab my fingers, and this is after showering and everything, and they're like, hey, you've got some explosive on your fingers. I'm like, nah, it's not explosive, but I'm sure I've got something on there.
Yeah.
So basically, they're getting stopped at the airport. Yo, bro, and he's got to say, no, I'm not a terrorist. I'm a baseball player who's cheating.
So that to me says, okay, we need to have a conversation about these things. You know, athletes in general will never stop trying to get an edge. So I think even if you make a definitive what's legal, what's not, they're always going to be exploring and finding that edge. In this situation, 80 to 90%, the league average is at historically low numbers. Pitchers when they get signed as free agents, the teams are looking at spin rate. So that is important. So pitchers aren't going to stop doing it because they're cashing in because of it. It's very similar to steroids for hitters 20, 25 years ago, where if you can, let's say, take a ball that you otherwise would have hit as a pop fly, 230 feet, now you're hitting an opposite field home run, that makes a big difference. That's going to put a lot of money in your pocket. That's going to help your team win. That's going to help sell tickets. That's all very good for the game.
And Jason B. Takafic kicking it with us. So 80 to 90% is funny, too, because I remember in the old, the pre-testing UFC days where it was just sort of, oh, no, we're testing. Don't worry about it. That was the number I heard, too. Right. So that sort of seems to be the thing. And 8 out of 10 guys will do something if they can. You're always going to have that one guy that's scared of going to hell. Right. Yeah. There's Jamie Carroll on the Expos. Poor guy. So Jamie Carroll was on the Expos, guys. Sort of a journeyman player. Little guy was not on anything. So whenever the quote unquote, now I'm doing the air right now, the air random testing that they used to tell you that they were coming for, it was funny. He'd be the only one left in the clubhouse all the time. So he'd get randomly tested. Hey, he's there. Well, where's everyone else? Ah, I think he's getting a massage. He'll be back in 20 minutes or like, you know what I mean? And everyone knew. It's like, yeah, test him. The poor guy got tested more than everybody because they knew he was clean. But how about this? An SI analysis of StatCast data suggested one team in particular leads the industry in increased spin rate, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah.
The Dodgers have no comment. According to the data, Los Angeles, by a large margin, has the highest year-to-year increase of any club in spin rate on four-seam fastballs, which are considered a bellwether pitch. In fact, the Dodgers' four-seam spin rate is higher than that of any other team in the StatCast era.
You pick up a Trevor Bauer. He throws very hard. Ginger Guard, before he got hurt, May was throwing pretty hard. Gonsolin throws okay. Yeah. Euler throw. Like, you can break it down as to who these guys are. David Price is in the bullpen now. Like, you can make excuses for them. I like to think that if something was going on there, MLB would catch them or at the very least put an end to it because the Dodgers.
They're going to try to.
I think Major League Baseball, for better or worse, always has to bear the brunt of all these scandals because people look to baseball for integrity. And I think that's one of the things Manfred's tried to steer clear of is, listen, we can't let the industry suffer if there's issues going on with our players, because everyone tries to get an edge. Everyone tries to do whatever it takes to win. And I think that this is no different. And you know what? If they do make rules, someone's just going to come over the top and, do something else.
They'll find something else. You're exactly right. Here's a list, actually, of things that they're using. Tyra Sticky Grip, Firm Grip Spray, Pelican Grip Dipstick, Spider Tack, a glue intended for use in World Strongman competitions, who advertisement shows someone able to lift a cinder block with his palm. And one player said, they're saying in a dugout, when a foul ball went in the dugout, they picked the ball up. A buddy that picked it up, basically could palm it. And it was, like, basically glued to his head. It would not come off of his head. And there's basically comments. So we told you about one guy said the logo was gone. Other guys are saying that the stitching is actually ripped off.
Yeah.
Man, it's got to hurt the players, the pitchers, like fingers, man, with this stuff. Like it's stuck to your hand, but they're throwing at such a violent rate. So we'll get into this on the other side more, what baseball is going to do about it. But they're talking about like 15 to 20 spot checks a game. Clear, like, you know, they're they've had enough of this.
Yeah.
Because it's out of control right now. One American League manager says it's just a big F you by all the pitchers that he plays. More with Jason B. Tackerman on the other side, right?
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sports gaming insights and expert analysis on daily sporting events. Information you can take to the bank. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our goal is subtle,
but profound.
We want you,
Sporto,
to hold court at the company water cooler every Friday and Monday.
Get it?
That's the winning edge. All you gotta do is listen. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Sports Race Late Night continues. I am Gabe Lorenzi. We're talking baseball right now with Jason B. Tackerman, a three-time champion, man. A-ball, Vancouver Canadiens, affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. We're talking about the banned substances. It's amazing. There's always some. And, you know, you said it earlier, Jason. Whatever, man. You ban one substance. You know, the words banned substances in baseball go as much as they do with beer and popcorn. So it's like banned. Well, what a ban. So now. Now, and guys, talking about surfboard wax. How are you going to ban surfboard wax? Yeah. So some pitcher from California realizes, you know what? This surfboard wax stuff's pretty good on my hand. How the hell are you going to ban that? Totally. They're just constantly going to find new stuff.
I'll just tell you two things that you can probably never ban that everyone uses every day. The suntan lotion, you can get either the thick stuff, the spray, whatever helps you grip. And secondly, deodorants. Your stick-on deodorant, it also has a pretty big grip. So right there, no matter what you ban or deer antler spray or whatever you're talking about, right there, you're going to be able to use it. So, and that's just like two things. Who knows what else they're going to find? These are very smart people. It's a very long season. They talk to a lot of people. Guys like to share sort of secrets. Nothing sort of stays secret amongst sort of the players. It's bound to happen. I would never in a million years, 20 years ago, think that we would be having this conversation about, you know, suntan lotion or deer spray, but, you know, here we are.
Like, the best part is no one can explain why it works. This is the best part. Like, no one knows. Like, basically, even pitchers are like, I don't know. They're like, I don't know the science behind it, but it just does, right? It just does.
But you're not going to mess with results. This is the same conversation we could have been having 20 years ago, 25 years ago, when you look at Brady Anderson, for example. Like, oh, I want what that guy's having. Nomar Garcia, I want what that guy's doing. Like, you, the results are in the – with your eyeballs. Like,
well, listen, Jason, obviously the pitchers are up, but I saw Trevor Bauer saying that hitters don't mind, but I guess now it's just too far, right? Because at first it was like, listen – I don't want to get hit by 100 mile an hour fastball by this guy.
Yeah.
And we do know, because all these guys know. Dude, there's pitchers that are guys' teammates. They talk to each other about this stuff, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And they do know that guys will have better control of the pitch.
Yeah.
They'll have better control of the ball. They have a better grip on the ball. And basically, I'm seeing here an unnamed scout is saying, like you said, Jason, if you can throw heat and you have control, you're deadly with this stuff.
Totally.
You're deadly with this.
Bauer's right when he says that a lot of hitters do want you to have a better grip on the ball. We get that. there's a few holes in that argument. One is that, unlike, you know, 30 years ago, a starting pitcher is not going to be replaced. Now, when a starting pitcher's velocity goes down by a little bit, to bring in another person who throws gas. So it's not like a hitter can get used to a starting pitcher and their velocity goes down a little bit and then they can finally, you know, figure them out by the third time. There's no third time now. So that's one thing. Two is they want to get a good grip because baseball is played during three different seasons. They play during the rain. They play during the humidity. They play during the dry heat. They play in the dead of cold, whether you're in Detroit or you're playing in the World Series in Cleveland, you're playing the World Series in Boston or New York. So you want to be able to control the ball and make up for all the different factors, external factors, that are going to get in the way. I don't think Major League Baseball actually wants to find anything and make it public here. They don't want to have this enormous crisis and bring attention to what's going on, certainly before they get into the CBA negotiations in mid-December when their CBA expires, the players' union. I think they probably just want to scare people, get the batting averages up, and not have to make all these crazy rule changes. So they can basically say, hey, listen, we figured it out. We threatened to do 15 or 20 spot checks. Maybe you take some guy or you find some guy who can be your scapegoat. You find one person, two people, just to scare people. Yeah. And then hopefully the batting averages go up and the problem is solved. I personally don't think that's going to happen, but it is very likely to happen.
Buster Only is reporting that Major League, they're ironing out the rules now, but they're going to be checked repeatedly and randomly for foreign substance by umpires. Like, basically, the umpire walking out, like, three times a game type thing to the mound. But as you state, they really want to turn this into this? No. I think you nailed it, and that's why you're the man. That they're going to make an example out of one or two guys, send a message, hey, chill out on this, guys. Don't even stop, but just chill out. Like, lay back. Yeah. Like, basically, it's blatant. Like, logos and leather and everything's missing from the ball now, guys. It's out of control. And not to mention, people are complaining about the lack of hits. Right now, the potential penalty for offenders includes a 10-day suspension without pay. That's two starts. That's two starts without pay.
Right. But, I mean, if you're a reliever, it's two or three times, you know. Listen, anytime you miss a paycheck, it's pretty big. But, you know, they'll find their scapegoats. You know what I mean? They'll find someone who maybe over-indexes on their spin rate or who is having an unusually great year or who's from a team that isn't with a buddy-buddy owner. They'll find someone.
Well, you have to wonder, and it's interesting because I'm seeing here that this is it's the worst batting average since 1968.
And then they changed the rules after that.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the last lowest DRA, when I went against Jacob DeGrom, was Bob Gibson in 1968, actually.
Yeah.
So, guys, this is unbelievable what Jacob DeGrom is doing. And you have to wonder, what does Jacob DeGrom have on his hand as well? So Jacob DeGrom has a 0.62 ERA through nine starts this season. That's the lowest DRA by any pitcher in his first nine starts of the season since earned run average became official in both leagues in 1913. Dear God. And that's courtesy of Slang on Sports Twitter. Sarah Langs does a great job with baseball. Baseball stats. Wow. Like, lowest DRA since they've been keeping track of this in the first nine games. Holy crap.
Listen, if you want to make excuses for him, DeGrom, I don't think, is someone who has anything on him. DeGrom's not a fluke. He's won Rookie of the Year. He's won two Cy Youngs. The years he did not win Cy Young, he has, you know, seventh, eighth, and third place finishes. To me, I think he's going to win the Cy Young this year. I actually think he's going to win the MVP.
He could win the MVP, too, as we discussed.
To me, if the Braves do not make a huge move and the Mets win the division and Acuña does not win MVP, I think that DeGrom is going to be the MVP, especially if his ERA hovers around 1.5. Marcus Stroman, who is having an amazing year, is not even talked about because of how good DeGrom is. Right? And Marcus Stroman is playing like an ace, and he's their number two because their number one is not part of this universe. So I would, DeGrom to me, I think, is the front runner for MVP also, especially as the Dodgers, Tatis is sure, but I think that DeGrom, if he keeps on putting his number, is going to supersede how good Tatis is.
And we've been discussing, and remember, I think some people even earlier in the year when me and Jason brought this up, it was probably about a month ago, you know, we were on top of it early, as far as Jacob DeGrom being the MVP. Can a pitcher be in the MVP? And if you're going to put numbers like this up, Fernando Tatis right now is the favorite at plus 300. Acuña Jr. is plus 390. Jacob DeGrom right now is 7-1, guys. Cool. And so as we talked about his ERA, 0.62 through nine starts, the lowest ERA by any pitcher for his first nine starts since the start of ERA became official in both leagues in 1913. He's got his whip is 0.57, the lowest whip by any pitcher in his first nine starts since the start of a season since 1901.
Yeah.
Like since 1901. His ERA is so low, bro. The only way he can lower it, Jason, is if he pitches shutouts all the time. That's how crazy it is now.
And he's perfectly capable. He's leading in nine statistical categories, right? All the advanced stats, the standard stats. He even had some bad luck this year. He probably should be about 6-1, maybe even 7-0. To me, you know, I'm not a fan of pitchers winning MVP, but I do agree that when it happens and they deserve it, just like
and the they ones are in first place, bro. They're still at that. How does he not win? If he does this and he's got an ERA of 1.23 and they're in first place, he's the Cy Young and the MVP.
He doesn't if Tatis comes out with the same WAR, so that you can say their advanced stats are the same. Machado has a down year or continues to have a down year, and Tatis is the reason why the Padres win the division offensively. I think that he'll get the nod because he's an offensive player. He's not a pitcher. 7-1 now for DeGrom is pretty good. The Mets have been injured. They're in first place.
It was 15, Jason, when you and I talked about it that first Sunday night.
Yeah.
It was 15-1. So it's still not horrible odds here at 7-1.
Pitchers in June, pitchers aren't going to get the benefit of the doubt. The NL is not very strong. The NL Central, you know, your Chris Bryant maybe out of all the three, you know, of the Brewers. Corbin Burns has slowed down a little bit. Brandon Woodruff is pitching really well. But again, he's forgotten because of how good DeGrom is. Even though he's leading the league in WAR right now, certainly for pitchers. I think he would get – he's a star. He's in New York. He would get the benefit of the doubt if it came down to that. But I would still go with Tatis, all things considered, if the Padres get into the playoffs.
And as we mentioned, so Tatis is plus 300 at FanDuel. Ronald Acuna Jr., plus 390. Jacob DeGrom, 7-1. Chris Bryant, 13-1. As far as the Cy Young is concerned, I mean, listen, all you're doing is you're betting against injury, essentially, because there's no way in hell. I don't care about what Corbin Burns does and Woodruff is doing right now. Jacob DeGrom's going to win the Cy Young. He's minus 165 right now. It's actually not a bad bet, Jason.
Yeah. Well, the only reason why he wouldn't would be if a combination of Brandon Woodruff pitched like DeGrom and the Mets were so bad that I think that the writers don't want to vote in the Felix Hernandezes and the Zach Greinke's when they have amazing advanced stats and their teams aren't very good. I think that maybe Woodruff can sneak in. It's a long shot. The NL East is so bad. I think the Mets are going to be there at the end just by default. And it's very hard to say, no matter how good someone is pitching, you have to pitch like Jacob DeGrom. As good as Woodruff is, it's unrealistic to ask him to pitch this well for an entire season.
Jason B. Takafin kicking it with us. All right, so let's get into we'll get into the San Francisco Giants movie.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, Great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all iqbar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
Forward right now, and we'll do an odds check as far as the divisions once again on the other side with Jason. We'll keep it for one more segment here. And San Francisco, big injury. Longoria is going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks. How are they going to be able to absorb this moving forward? The late night anger management class continues.
Remember the good old days before you found us, got the winning edge, and started winning?
Neither do we.
Thank God.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
These days, it's hard to find something you can trust. Your car?
Yeah, right.
Trust takes time, and that's why we're here.
24 hours a day.
7 days a week. We are your trusted source for gaming odds.
And more.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
The late night anger match for Kraft continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We're talking baseball with Jason B. Tackerman. All right, let's get into the National League West right now. The biggest surprise story of the year have to be the San Francisco Giants and what these guys have. It's unbelievable. I mean, who the hell thought these guys were going to be 16 games over 500? We keep waiting for them to fall apart and go away, but they're not. They're not, and they've been very consistent, as we talked about earlier in the week with Jason. It's not like they've really had like, oh, yeah, they won 13 games in a row once or something. It's been very systematic. I know me and Jason speak weekly, and I look at their last 10, and pretty much every week it's the same thing, 6-4. It's not spectacular, but at 60%, you play 600 baseball, you know, you're going to do well, right? They're winning 6 out of 10 games, essentially.
It adds up, and they very quietly beat the Cubs, who are the first place in NL Central, 3 out of 4. They missed a bunch of scoring opportunities. They easily could have swept them. It was very easy. It was very simple. Gabe, they're doing it with pitching, pitching, and more pitching. As good as Longoria's been, as good as Yastrzemski's been, Posey's turned back the clock. Posey's really turned back the clock. It has been pitching, pitching, and pitching. They had Scott Kazmir start for them this past week. And he didn't look that out of place. Granted, he's had a really rocky career, his ups and downs. But he's in the mix right now.
Coming back. Will Clark, who's next?
Why not? Mitchell, why not? Like, they have pitching, pitching, and more pitching. I would not bet against them. They're quote unquote seeing the ball very well. Johnny Cueto, Kevin Gausman, Aaron Sanchez. I don't know. The ingredients work, right? Like it's all working.
So Evan Longoria is going to be out though for 4 to 6 weeks. A sprained left shoulder. After he collided with Brandon Crawford trying to make a play on Saturday in the ninth inning. So he's down for 4 to 6. He's 35 years old. How do you think this affects them moving forward? You talked about it. It's all on their pitching. But this guy's been money, man. He's hitting .280. He's got 9 home runs, 11 doubles, 25 walks. He's just a smart baseball player that makes other guys around him better too, right?
Yeah, he's probably going to miss the All-Star game. He probably would have made it or at the very least been a sub. I think it's the next man up. They have such a deep roster of players that are just coming through. They added Michael Tauchman and they haven't missed a beat. They picked him up off waivers. They made a trade with the Yankees for a player to be named later, and it works, right? Brandon Belt. I think on the offensive side, they're just going to have to manufacture a few more runs, but it shouldn't really matter. As good as he is defensively, it shouldn't really matter with their pitching because they're so deep at pitching. It's hard to lose a clubhouse leader like that. He probably still will literally be in the clubhouse or dugout. But I think they're not going to miss a beat. I think they're that good and they're that deep. Alex Wood, Dee Sclafani, there's a bunch of names I haven't even mentioned that have gone through their entire roster. Like they're a very deep team.
Now we're talking about Jacob deGrom and how badass his season has been. A 0.62 ERA. And I'm looking at the Cy Young, and we talked about him being -165. Looking at the American League Cy Young, Gerrit Cole is the big favorite at -140. Shane Bieber is 6-1. Glasnow is 6-1. And then Lance Lynn is 9-1. And it's interesting because Chicago is a big media market, but I guess people are too busy talking about Tony La Russa all the time. But I tell you what, man, Lance Lynn, a hell of a season as well, bro. His ERA is like 1-2-3 right now.
What I'll tell you about La Russa is that this is a great opportunity for him to kind of right a few wrongs. If he can help Lance Lynn get to that Cy Young and extend him, have him. Remember the year the White Sox won the World Series and Isaac Guillen just let all his pitchers go? They had complete games in their last four. They just let their horses be horses. La Russa, while he is a micromanager with the bullpen, he's mostly a micromanager because out of necessity. And if he has a horse like Lance Lynn, if he has a chance to lead the league in, you know, win-loss percentage, wins, ERA plus, ERA, maybe complete games, he'll let him do that. He will buy a lot more equity in that clubhouse. And I think he can right a few wrongs, not to mention you're getting an ace prepped for the playoffs. One of the good parts about steamrolling your division is you can prep your players for what it's going to be like in October by simulating situations, by extending them in because the games are all blowouts or because the games don't really matter that much. There are cons to that situation, but the pros are you're going to be able to stretch a guy out.
So Tony La Russa is now the second winningest manager in Major League Baseball history. With the White Sox winning today 3-0 over the Tigers, La Russa earned his 2,764th win in a Major League Baseball dugout, passing John McGraw. Connie Mack is number one, and he's not going to catch Connie Mack. He's 967 games. That's not happening. So Connie Mack's record will remain. But let me ask you, people have been very critical of La Russa this year, including even his players. I mean, he didn't know the rules once. He cost his team a game. He's called out his own players for hitting home runs. He's defended other teams for hitting his own players. He's fallen asleep in the dugout. Like, we can go on. But let me ask you, does he deserve any credit? I mean, we can't just not give him any credit, right? He's got a lot of talent in this room. He's got some volatile personalities in this room. And they're winning baseball games. Can we say that they're winning despite him only? No, I guess we do have to give him some credit. And what is it, Jason? Was it the fact that he united them in their hatred of him? Or that he said, you know what? I'm not here to be your friend. I don't care what you think. Did he toughen him up in a way? What do you think the positive La Russa is?
Well, we don't know. It's still early. The one thing La Russa has going for him is that they may finish with the best record in the AL because their division's a little bit weaker. So it's going to be talked about. I think that Major League Baseball really wants a Doug Melvin or Kevin Cash. They don't want to have to bring up Alex Cora, and they don't want to have to bring up La Russa. So if somebody can legitimately, based on merit, supersede those two guys, I think they'll run with a Doug Melvin, and I think they're going to run with a Kevin Cash. Even a Dusty Baker. They may still want to stay away from the Astros, but they may want to pat themselves on the back by saying, we installed this, you know, good guy, everyone's baseball dad, to kind of babysit this whole mess. I would bet against La Russa. I don't think they want him there. I don't think they want to bring up the DUI he had. I don't think they want to bring up the mess. I think they just want to kind of let this sleeping dog lie. And to Lance Lynn's defense, you know, he was a top five, top six last couple of years in Cy Young voting. He is sort of just continuing. And to La Russa's defense, he's letting his ace be an ace. Right, he's not kind of getting in the middle of him. He's kind of just, you know, and that's where experience comes in. He's kind of just letting his player be really good, letting him excel.
Now, looking at the American League odds right now, the Chicago White Sox are favorites. So the White Sox right now are favorites to be in the World Series at plus 300. Now, this is just crazy that the Yankees are the second choice. Like, how and why? The Yankees are plus 380. The Rays are plus 480. You got to love that New York bias, huh? And like, their fascination. The Astros are 7-1, but I'll tell you what, you know, there's a legitimate chance that the Chicago White Sox are in the World Series this year.
Yeah, I've said it every week since we've talked about it. I'm really not a big believer in the Yankees. I hit them very hard on the under and not making the playoffs. I just don't think they're very good, even when healthy. I think they've run it back too many times. Look, I'm a very big trade deadline guy. I think it really shows your clubhouse and it shows your organization which way you want to go. As fans are being let back into the building and owners can reward fans, they may want to, you know, increase ticket sales. Some owners may be a bit more aggressive than others. I can see the White Sox, especially if Reinsdorf has a feeling if his guy can win a World Series, La Russa, he may be a bit aggressive. That may not be a bad pick to take the White Sox.
You and I have spent some time talking about the Minnesota Twins. They had an opportunity, the schedule lined up where they could rack up some wins. They just really didn't do it.
Yeah.
They just didn't do it, right? And you've got to believe Nelson Cruz is one of the first obvious players to get traded, right? I mean, this guy's got a big bat. He can only really play DH, so it's got to be in an American League team. But he can help you. He can help you, and I guess Trevor Story, because we're as you stated, Jason, you've been bringing up the trade. That's the GM in you, man. You love the trade deadline. You've been bringing it up for a couple of weeks, but we're starting to get there now, right? We're into June right now. General man's going to have to start thinking. Also, normally one of the best players isn't traded at the deadline. They pull it off like 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
Right? Some team is going to be the first to say, I'm not missing out. Let's get this deal done. Right? So I'm sure that the conversations haven't started yet, but they're about to. Like Colorado, Minnesota, Texas, Washington. Like, there's going to be some GMs. Their phones are going to start to ring soon.
You can never overpay for a guy if he helps you win. So if you ask Cub fans, was it worth giving up Gleyber Torres and a few prospects for Chapman? Of course it is, because they won a World Series. For me, the trade deadline begins and ends with one name, and that's Max Scherzer. Every team who is serious about winning a World Series lines up to get this guy. Even if you don't need pitching, which is an oxymoron because every team always needs pitching, no matter how good your pitching is, you line up to get that guy. And it begins, everything else trickles down from there. Nelson Cruz, Trevor Story, like you mentioned, you know, there could be some, who knows, maybe Joey Gallo in Texas, anything could happen. They've been perennially rebuilding. It always feels Mitch Haniger, if Seattle wants them, maybe can get some arms because they're, you know, their young outfield bats are coming in. He's on fire right now. You never know. Maybe even if the Blue Jays start to struggle, who knows? They may trade some of their bats for long-term pitching. But it begins and ends with Max Scherzer. It is very rare that a first ballot Hall of Fame pitcher is pitching for a team that right now that has really no chance of making the playoffs. It is very rare. Washington's going to want to cash in, replenish a lot of the prospects that they gave up for that World Series runs and for those couple of years, for their, you know, for their Adam Eatons and for their big time trades. They lost Rendon, also, which was a big one. They're going to want to get some prospects to sort of take the Juan Soto and Trey Turner led Nationals into the next era of Nationals baseball.
And that's the thing. The Nationals actually, although in last place, they're not under the same pressure as the Philadelphia is. As you say, like Washington just won the World Series.
Yeah.
Right? They won the World Series a couple of years ago. And they have a lot of good young players. They got a couple of young stars, right? Yeah. So it's not like they don't have talent. It's just that it's a bad year for them. Injuries are just always going to be a concern. But Scherzer, yeah, you're right. Scherzer is going to be somebody that is massive. How do you think this is going to play out here still? The Mets have been hanging on just because really no one's ever really gone on a run. We keep waiting for that, for Atlanta to go on the run. Eventually, New York are going to get healthier as well.
I wouldn't count out the Braves. They have a winner DNA in them. I think Alex Anthopoulos could be a little aggressive at the deadline, especially if he feels the Mets aren't very good. They may want to, you know, it's funny you mentioned with Nelson Cruz, he can only DH. I would have said the same thing about Albert Pujols. He's working.
You're right.
Rodgers. Right. They just lost a bat in Marcelo Ozuna. They don't know when he's going to come back. They may want to replenish that with a Nelson Cruz. I don't know if he can play the outfield. I don't know how they're going to reconfigure their lineup. I'm just speculating. But he probably sees how weak the division is. The Phillies are super top heavy. The Nationals are going to try to rebuild. The Marlins, I think, haven't won in a week and a half. It's a two-team race, essentially.
Yeah. So as soon as you and I said they were value to come back and win a division, it was a kiss of death. They haven't won a game six.
I know. Just shows that we know, right? So I think that the Braves will make a move. If I'm a betting man for futures, I would put money on the Braves. I think there's good value, and I think they're ultimately going to win.
Jason B. Takafin. Jason, where can people find your podcast, Twitter, and everything else this week?
At IBWAA Podcast. Downloads every Wednesday morning. I am at Jason B. Takafin on Twitter. Thanks so much for having me, Gabe.
Hey, Jason, it's always a pleasure, my man. Love talking baseball with you, crunching the numbers. And, hey, guys, the season is rolling along right now, man. It's almost getting to the point where we can't start pulling the trigger on some of these division futures as well. We're impatient people. Our listeners are very impatient, all right? Half our guys are on Prozac right now, like Ritalin. They got the shakes. They can't wait much. But, hey, these divisions, we're into June right now. Before you know it, man, it's going to be the Midsummer Classic. Always good, my man. Love talking baseball with Jason B. Backerman. The Late Night Anchor, man. Classic. Thank you.
It's your lucky day. You found the trusted source for gaming, odds,
and more.
Go ahead, kick the tires.
Ouch.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and Yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you need information,
you go to an expert.
Not just anybody, but someone who's been right on the money before.
So when it comes to gaming,
odds,
and more,
you've come to the right place.
You're listening
to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Three-minute warning. Sunday, bloody Sunday. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. Thanks to Jason B. Tackerfin, Ian Cameron. Sportsbook Dave Sharapan for kicking it with us on the program here this evening. It's crazy numbers being put up. We were talking with Jason about Jacob DeGrom. You know, put in perspective, guys, the only way his ERA can go down is if he doesn't give up any runs. That's how stupid crazy this guy's numbers are right now. And speaking of which, we were talking about Luka Doncic earlier, and Luka's going to need some help here in Dallas. It's clear. Porzingis is a problem. The roster is a problem as it is now. And the Dallas Mavericks have a lot of they've got a lot of issues, actually. If you look at the contracts and you look at the situation, they still owe the Knicks first-round draft picks for Porzingis. And Porzingis has kind of been a bust. But how about this for Luka Doncic, guys? This is an incredible number here. So Luka Doncic played 284 minutes in the series. The Mavericks won those minutes by 7 points. The Mavericks played 52 minutes without him in the series. They were outscored by 43 points in those minutes. And I swear, man, we talked about it earlier. Carlisle taking Luka out of game three, man. You had a 2-0 series lead. You went back to Dallas. I think it was on a Friday night, too. The place was rocking. They're going crazy. Luka's going off, and you had like a 26-11 lead, and you took him out with like 5.5 minutes left or something in the first quarter. Oh, that's what we do all year. Yeah, that's what you do all year, and what you put him back in with a minute left all year too. After the Clippers went on a 14-0 run, you could argue he cost them the series. How about this? The Mavericks made 274 field goals in the series. Doncic scored or assisted on 161 of them. That's 58.6% of the baskets. Kawhi Leonard scored or assisted on 114 of the Clippers' 273 field goals. 41.8%. Damn, this kid is good. But even Batman needed Robin. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Listening to sports news you can actually use.
Actionable insights and expert perspectives on daily sporting events.
We are
the Sports Grid Radio Network.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and Yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.